So we're just gonna relax and breathe. Just settle back. You can put your hand on your heart if it feels good and take a few slow, deep breaths into your heart space. Just allowing yourself to give your body the message that all is well. And this is a good time to relax. For humans don't breathe slowly and deeply except when they feel safe. So I love that this little practice of breathing slowly and deeply is reminding ourselves all the way to the cellular level that all is well and we are safe. There is a deep peace that underlies all of the activity. And giving ourselves permission to leave the surface and just move into the peace is such an incredible blessing. For in this space of peace, there is that infinite, eternal nature of Source. There is the love and the light, the joy and the intelligence, the creativity, the energy, the power, the health, the wholeness, the abundance, the prosperity. All of those divine qualities of spirit exist at the center and at the circumference. There is that essence that is omnipresent. And because Source is all that is, logically, we are that. Oh, sometimes it's hard to realize that it's logical that we are this divine expression and that the healing, loving energy is in every organ, cell, and system of our body. It's in every moment of our lives. It's in every movement we take through the physical planet that we live on. Those beautiful qualities are right here, right now. I am that. And we are each that. The love, the light, the intelligence, the creativity, and the joy. We are that. And so we move into this quiet, calm, serene, tranquil place. And breathe deeply and slowly on purpose. It's so simple and so powerful. And I brought two quotes from Abraham. One is a piece of a quote from Abraham that says, "To train your vibration to love is freedom. To train your vibration there, do it with the easy things first. Cats, dogs, children, babies. Pick the easy stuff. Let them help you train your vibration. Train it into love. Train it into alignment. And before you know it, you will be the one who lives unconditional love. And then you will be a true uplifter and healer." And that feels really good. And this other one that Abraham said, in 2016 in Phoenix feels even simpler to me. Look somewhere else. Look at the easy things. Look at the things that are easy to feel good about. It's easy to feel good. It's so easy to feel good. It is easy to feel good. Look where you are. Look at this day. Look at this world. It's so easy to feel good. Look at the potential. Look at the balance. Look at the diversity. Look at the stuff the universe is made of. Look at the longevity of you. Look at the wholeness of your source. Feel the bigness of all this. Feel the bigness of you when you focus within it. These are such good times. There have never been more emphatic, exhilarating times for humans to be present and on the path of deliberate creating. It's never been better than this, and it will get better. It's never been better than this, and it will get better because it is the nature of this expanding universe. So we want to train our vibration to love. And Abraham suggests doing the easy things first. Cats and dogs, children and babies, picking the easy stuff. So let's choose in this moment to try out some of that easy stuff. And I just want to suggest that cats and dogs are animals, they're nature. And so I invite you to think of something in nature that feels really good to you. It might be YouTube videos of kittens. There are so many beautiful YouTube kitten videos, or dogs, or bears playing in swimming pools. There are so many beautiful experiences possible with nature that I invite you to connect in some way with something in nature that makes your heart sing. Connecting with something easy in nature. One of the easiest things for me because I spend time in nature every day. So think of the nature that calls to you. How do you like to get into nature? I had a friend whose idea of nature was to build a screened-in porch so she could look outside and listen to the sound of the wind and the trees and not have to deal with any bugs. I love the bugs. I take lots of pictures of butterflies and dragonflies and damselflies and even wasps and bees. I've been going after hummingbird moths. I saw two different species of hummingbird moths and five individuals this morning out with the butterflies. So think of a place you like to go that exemplifies the beauty of nature to you in a way that you can be there and totally relax and enjoy it. So we're looking for easy stuff. And Abraham suggested children and babies. So if you have children and grandchildren, there may be some really easy images for you to connect with straight away. But if you're like me and you don't have any children, you can think about children that you've known. I went to the pool with my girlfriend's daughter yesterday and watched her enjoy playing in the water. And I heard about her week at dance camp this week. And that's an easy existing match for me for the exuberance and delight and energy of a child. So think about the blessing of children and babies. So as we talk about easy existing matches, we can bounce off of any thought to find something that feels good in the thought. And I'm barefoot at the moment. I love being barefoot in the summertime, in the house and at the pool. And when I think of being barefoot, I think of walking along the beach at the edge of the water, feeling the water come up over my ankles. Sometimes it's really cold, and that's so nice on a hot day. Feeling my toes squish into the sand, and feeling the breeze, and seeing the beauty. Loving the beach, loving the ocean. And so just take a moment and see if you can relate something pleasant to being barefoot. You might think of how you felt when you were a kid and you got to be barefoot in the grass in the summertime. Or maybe as an adult, you like to go out and ground on the earth with your bare feet in the grass. Maybe you just love painting your toenails. Think about your bare feet and how you appreciate them. Now let's think about our hands. We have such incredibly flexible, capable tools in our hands. We have sensitivity of touch. We have the ability to grasp and lift and move and rotate our wrists and lift our arms to embrace a loved one or the world. Think about your hands and the way you can love your hands in this moment. Love the grace with which you gesture. Love the opportunity to do all of the things you do with your hands. My friends who've recently broken a wrist have been telling me how much they appreciate what you do with your left hand once it's no longer available if you're right-handed. And what a gift it is to have that dexterity of two functional hands back. Such an incredible blessing to have hands and all the things we can do with our hands. Let's love our hands for a minute. Abraham also suggested looking at this day for things to feel good about. There are so many things in this day already that I feel really good about. I went to the park and saw a spotted sandpiper, tiny little bird with a bouncy butt. They're funny, bouncing down, looking for tasty things to eat on the shore. And then I went to the grocery store, and there were so many wonderful opportunities to buy pieces of fruit or delicious produce or wonderful. I needed rice. I got some rice. And the variety of what's available in the grocery store is just incredible. Perhaps you had a good meal for breakfast or lunch, or are looking forward to something delicious for dinner. Or maybe you got to hug a family member or a friend. Think of what this day has offered and will offer that makes you happy. And for our last one, let's just think of things that we are easily grateful for. Easy existing matches of things that are blessings that surround us every day. The everyday things right now when it's so hot outside, I'm so grateful for air conditioning and cold water and the opportunity to stay hydrated. Let's think about these beautiful things that keep us connected and grateful. Appreciating the blessings in our lives. So as we close out this meditation, it's just reminding me that if you start somewhere with something that feels good, as Abraham suggested, the easy things first, cats, dogs, children, babies, pick the easy stuff and train your vibration into love and alignment. That's our intention. And as we're in alignment, we're receptive to all of the good that is ever available to us, ever flowing to us. And it is a huge blessing to connect with that beautiful energy of Source. I give thanks for this and for the opportunity to play with these fun ideas today with each of you and with Abraham. And so it is.
So it is. Thank you, Connie. Welcome, Peggy.